CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. You can find the bulletin on the RSGB's own website, on the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, this is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 23rd of June 2019. Here are the main news headlines. 2 metre crosses the Atlantic, SAQ transmission next weekend, update on 144 megs and 23 centimetre threats. An historic contact was made on Sunday the 16th of June 2019 when the Atlantic was spanned for the first time on 144 megs, D41CV on Cap Verde Islands off the coast of Africa, managed to work FG80J in Guadeloupe on 144.174 MHz using FT8. The distance was 3,867 kilometres. This was bettered on the 18th with a QSO between Cap Verde and Puerto, KP4. The distance was 4,458 kilometres. There was also a QSO with WP4G at 4,358 kilometres. The propagation mechanism was tropospheric ducting, and the path has been predicted as being workable for a long time. The annual SAQ VLF transmission on Alexanderson Day on 17.2 kHz from the Alexanderson alternator will take place on Sunday the 30th of June. Two transmissions are scheduled. Tuning will start at 08.30 UTC for the message at 0900 UTC, then 11.30 UTC for the transmission at 1200 UTC. Both transmission events will be broadcast live on YouTube. QSL reports to SAQ should be via the new reception report form via the SM Bureau or direct by postal mail, not by email. SK6SAQ will be operating on 7.035 kHz or 14.035 MHz CW or 3.755 kHz SSB. QSL instructions are on the website. QSL details and other information are on the websites grimmiton.org and alexander.n.se. The IARU was represented this week at the meeting of CPT Project Team A, which is one of the group's leading WRC-19 preparations and has just finished in Prague on Friday the 21st. Of particular interest were discussions on two proposed agenda items for WRC-23 concerning the sharing of 1240 to 1300 MHz bands with the Galileo satellite navigation system and the proposal from France to study a range of frequencies, including 144 MHz amateur band, for future primary aeronautical applications. The meeting was considered view that the Galileo issue did not currently warrant a WRC-23 agenda item and should be first investigated within CPT. However, regarding the new aeronautical frequencies, including 144 MHz, the proposal was unfortunately not strongly opposed by other administrations. This has been carried forward to the higher level CPT-CPG meeting in August. The IARU and RSGB views with grave concern any proposal to include the global amateur and amateur satellite 144 MHz primary band in the proposed aeronautical agenda item, and will be making every effort to fully to protect amateur radio interest and seek the support of regulators in this regard. More details can be found on the RSGB's website and also on a special focus page within the same site. A newly digitised classic film of the 25th anniversary Congress of the IARU has been uploaded to the RSGB YouTube channel. Taking place in 1950, the Congress was attended by many well-known amateurs from around the world. The silent film also includes some marvellously authentic street scenes and some decidedly odd motor vehicles. You can find it in the film archive section on the RSGB website, where you'll also be able to find the bulletin report from August 1950 on the same event. Former Colliery Sites on the Air takes place on the 25th of June from 7 to 9pm. It's easy to take part. There are very few rules. All you need is a 2 metre handheld. For further details, visit FCSOTA, that's fcsota.org.uk. The latest edition of Six News is now available for UK 6 metre group members to download from uksmg.org. The printed edition has been sent out to those members who take it, but all members are able to access the digital version. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week, today the 23rd of June, the Newbury Radio Rally and Boot Sale takes place at Newbury Showground next to M4 Junction 13. There'll be talking on S22, car parking is free. Traders can gain access from 10 a.m. and visitors from 9. Admission is £2.50. Car boot sale pitches are £12.50. There's a huge radio electronics and computing boot sale plus demo marquee with amateur radio on air plus clubs and national society stands. There's catering on site also. Contact Phil G6EES 0771504738 or email to newburyrally@nadars.org.uk. The Haughtonla Spring ARC Rally also takes place on the 29th of June at Dubmire Royal British Legion Club, Britannia Terrace, Fence Houses, DH46LJ. Doors open 10:15 or 10 a.m. for disabled visitors. Admission is free. Donations welcome to the Royal British Legion Club. Hot drinks will be available in a licensed bar open from 11 a.m. More from Amanda, M6LXK, 07787155745. To get your event into Radcom, onto GB2RS or on the RSGB website, please send details as early as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk and allow about 4 months if you want to get anything into Radcom. Now for the DX News from 425 DX News and other sources, John, 88J, will return to Dunbar Rock near Guanaja Island in Honduras. That's probably Guanaja. IOTA reference NA057 until the 6th of July. He'll be active holiday style as AD8J/HR9. He'll operate CWSS BFT8 on the 8 to 10 meter bands, QSL via logbook of the world or direct to home call. Giuseppe IW1EGO will be active as ID9/call sign from Vulcano Island, UO17. Until the 30th of June, QSL via home call. Dave, W9DR, will be active as PJ5/homesol from Sintu Statius, NA145 from the 25th of June to the 2nd of July. He'll operate SSB, CW and FT8 on 6 metres only, QSL direct to home call. Bruce 3W3Bravo will be active as XW4XR from Laos, on the 26th of June to the 7th of July. He'll be operating CWFT8 and RTTY on the 40 to 6 metre bands, QSL via logbook of the world or via E21EIC. Special event news, GB1SCW, operated by members of Worthing and District ARC, will be on the air from the National Coast Watch Institution lookout at Shoreham by Sea, Sussex, BN435HY, today the 23rd of June, using 40, 20 and 2 metres from 10 to 4pm, QSL via Bureau or EQSL, more information on QRZ.com. Christian Vision for Men holds an annual event called The Gathering, attended by some 2,000 men. Today, the 23rd, special event station GB0CVM will be operating on 80, 40 and 20 metres. GB4SRC will be operating mostly on 40 metres SSB and 2 metres FM from the Southeast Big Bang STEM Fest at the South of England Showground on the 26th of June. GB4SRC was the call sign used by the ARIS team in April 2016 at St Richard's, one of the 10 schools who earned the right to talk to British astronaut Tim Peake. The station will be operated by St Richard's College Radio Club under the supervision of Phil G3MGQ, who set up the radio club when the college asked the Hastings Electronic and Radio Club for help after that ISS contact. Coventry ARS will be supporting the Nuneaton Armed Forces Day event at Riversleigh Park, Nuneaton in Warwickshire, 29th of June, operating GB6AFD, mainly 40 metres SSB and 2 metres FM and digital modes. The event is open to the public from 11 a.m. Further information from Brian, GHGMU 07801 862 686. Please send special event details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk as early as possible so we can give you free publicity. Remember, it's a licensing condition that stations using UK special event call signs must be open to the public. Now for contest news today, the 23rd 50 meg CW contest runs 0900 to 1200 UTC. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Also today, the 23rd, the 70 megs cumulative contest runs from 1400 to 1600 UTC. The exchange signal report, serial number and locator. Tuesday, the SHF UK activity contest runs from 1830 to 2130. UTC using all modes 2.3 to 10 gigs bands, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Thursday, the 80 metre club championship runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using SSB only, the exchange of signal report and serial number. And next Sunday, the 30th, the UK microwave groups 5.7 and 10 gigs contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC using all modes on the two bands, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. The week was dominated by thunderstorms and rain. While not strictly HF propagation related, this did cause havoc on the lower bands with frequent static crashes. This was particularly noticeable in Thursday's RSGB 80 metre club championship CW contest, where storms over the low countries made the contest very hard going. Other than that, the week was once again marked by a lack of sunspots but more settled geomagnetic conditions. The solar flux index was pegged at 67.68, with the KP index fluctuating between 1 and 2. F-layer propagation has generally seen maximum usable frequencies over a 3,000-kilometre path around 14 to 18 megs, although frequent sporadic openings have seen this boosted to 28 megs and higher on short skip paths. As an example, the 5-watt IW3FZQB beacon on 28.227 megs in Monselice in Italy, an ED4YAK stroke B on 28.251 megs in Henares in Spain, were both booming in on Thursday at 0900 UTC, with no other CW or SSB signals on the band. Next week, NOAA has the solar flux index remaining at 68.69 with generally calm geomagnetic conditions, other than around Monday the 24th to Wednesday the 26th, when it predicts even the KP index could rise as far as 4. The time of writing most coronal hole activity was around the solar poles, which shouldn't threaten the Earth. Now VHF and up, the weekend starts with weak high transiting across the British Isles, which could give some tropo enhancement for southern stations, whilst the north remains close to the old low and its showery weather type. Some models retain a tendency for higher pressure in the south and further possible tropo. The fact that showery weather is not far away and continues to put in appearances during the week ahead means that rain scatter should be again an option for gigahertz band enthusiasts, especially for northern and western areas. There have been a few active days recently for sporadic E, and in a jet stream sense, the coming week offers some useful directions for sporadic E paths south to Spain and northeast to Scandinavia should be favoured. Additionally, there is a broad upper ridge pattern over eastern Europe, and this can produce good openings in the high summer. Remember, the peak periods for sporadic E are late morning and late afternoon or early evening. The moon is at apogee today, with declination rising and going positive on Wednesday, so EME conditions will slowly improve as the week progresses, with falling path losses and strengthening moon windows. As mentioned last week, the Bootids meteor shower peaks on Thursday, but no unusually high zenith hourly rate is predicted for 2019. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also until next week.